And it's time now for the business news with Nicholas Poynton, who joins me in the studio. Nicholas, A2 goes from zero to hero.
Yeah, the stock market darling has reported a significant fall in its half-year profit. We already had wind that things weren't going to be looking too bright for this company. That was late last year when they significantly downgraded its profit forecast. The issue being that COVID-19 has really cut off revenue through the all-important Daigou channel. And that's when Chinese tourists and students, both in New Zealand and Australia, snap up lots of New Zealand products and they on-sell them back to friends and family back home. It doesn't sound like much, but it contributes a lot to the company's bottom line. Also, not just this company, but also the honey exporter, Comvita, as well. But with borders closed, that sales channel has effectively been turned off, the result being that its revenue fell by 16% over the period. That's sort of in line with the profit forecast that they gave us, but that's flowed on to its half-year profit down by about 35% from $185 million to $120 million. Now, there's been some sort of moves to offset these falls with strong growth in its Chinese produced and labelled products, and it's now looking to really sort of drive further growth within this market. But you've just got to remember that, Chinese infant formula, there was that huge scandal years ago now, probably about 13 years back, when infant formula had been adulterated with melanin. And you had I think it was the number about six infants died over that whole scandal. The flow-on effect is that those scars still linger today. That's why there's such a huge demand and a premium that's placed in overseas products. So you can see why this is this company's main priority at the moment. It's reactivating this channel, because in the short term it expects to run at a small loss before it returns to being back in the black. And I know we'll get to the market numbers soon, but on the back of this announcement, A2's shares fell by as much as 17%. And since August last year, when its shares reached its high, they're down by more than half to $9.34.
Okay, well, business confidence going sideways, you say.
Yeah, not all good news today, I'm afraid. Signs emerging from ANZ Bank's its latest measure of sort of business confidence, that sentiment shows that maybe the economy is going to be not necessarily grow that much this year. If it does, it'll be very slow. It's worth noting the bank's economist says the data for the past month, there are signs that it was maybe influenced by that snap lockdown, but taking a broad look at them, it's largely consistent with its view that the economy or growth will largely be sideways this year. It suggests that the huge overshoot that we've seen coming out of the lockdown last year, there are signs emerging now that that's beginning to lose the momentum, because measures like firms' cost expectations, they're up. Firms' view of what the next 12 months are going to look like, they're largely flat. Profit expectations down, export intentions down. And interestingly, and this is one people should probably pay attention to, is that inflation and price intentions are up. All those supply chain difficulties that we've been hearing about for months now, those costs, well, businesses are now looking to pass them on to consumers. So I guess the warning there is that do not be too surprised in the coming months when the goods you're buying, the prices do look a little bit higher. But these inflation costs, they can impact actually economic growth. I've done some reporting earlier this year about the construction sector, which is really struggling to get its hands on key supplies. And the construction sector, it really is the straw that is stirring the drink in the economy at the moment. But, these supply issues, we're seeing delays with projects, blown budgets. The effects can actually slow down actual growth and actual money that's moving around the economy. So that's one to really keep an eye on in the coming months.
Okay, and shall we do a quick trot around the market numbers today?
Yeah, the NZX is down 142 points. A lot of that is tied to A2 Milk. It is a big player on our stock market. So it's down by about 1.2% to 12,140. And Air New Zealand, who we heard from Greg Foran before, its share price on the back of today's announcement is actually up 1.27% to $1.59. Our dollar is at 74.2 US cents, 93.3 Australian. And Bitcoin sits down to about 67,000 New Zealand dollars. Only, so a little bit within range.
Only 67,000 New Zealand dollars. Fantastic. Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Poynton with Business News there.